And you also were very tired, is that right? So many patients with autoimmune disease really have what I describe as animal fatigue. When one's tired, it's not just, oh, I'm tired, but I can press through this. This is fatigue that puts you into bed.
Mm-hmm. When this started happening, it felt like I had the flu. That's the kind of fatigue that I was feeling. Once the chest pains, once the pericarditis resolved after a few months, I think I noticed the fatigue much more. I was definitely experiencing fatigue in the early months of it. But in the last year, I've had fatigue that comes on suddenly and just knocks me off my feet and basically can't do anything for maybe a day or a weekend, and can't cook, and sometimes can't go to some of the school functions. I'm not able to just do the ordinary things that I like to do.
So what you're describing, which is typical of an autoimmune disease, is a process that's coming and going and coming and going, mm-hmm. to a certain extent relapsing and remitting.
Right. Yeah, I think when all of this started a year ago, there were a lot of symptoms that I experienced all at once. And then I kind of started feeling better by the end of 3 or 4 months. And then there was a period of time where it was unclear if that was just a one-time thing or if it was going to come back. And so I think that my doctor and I were just waiting to see what would happen next.
So eventually, let's talk about the relationship with your physician, because eventually you found a physician that was able to listen and able to figure out with you what was wrong.
Right.
That process didn't happen immediately. It took you a while to figure out who was most aligned with you.
Right. Yeah, so I actually didn't have a regular doctor.
You were too healthy.
Yeah. And trying to find somebody in a short amount of time who I could trust was really challenging. And I didn't necessarily know what I needed, right? I was so fortunate to find my doctor who listened to me and was able to thoughtfully go through this process in a way that was supportive. She didn't jump to conclusions, but she didn't rule out autoimmune disease or maybe viruses. So I felt like she went through the process in a way that I could trust.
That was not the first physician you ran into. You took you a while to find somebody who you developed a relationship with, and that really is essential in the care of patients with an autoimmune process that's not clearly labeled. Mm-hmm. You went to a general internist, finally, who you just described, who was able to have that relationship. Mm-hmm. I think that many times it takes a while for patients to actually figure out who to go to find that kind of relationship where they don't feel dismissed.
Right.
How do you deal with the fact that this process, this disease, comes and goes and it's not predictable? Mm-hmm. How do you deal with that by internally yourself? How do you have your family understand when these things are happening? And what do you tell your friends?
When this started happening, it was really hard, because when I started getting better, then my family would think, oh, you're so glad you're feeling better now.
Back to normal, Mom. And,
right.
Hey, Mom, can you do the laundry?
Right.
Right.
And I knew that I knew that I couldn't count on me being back to normal. Over time, my husband and my family could see that I've had flare-ups of symptoms. So sometimes I have a rough week, and sometimes I have a really good week. Or it could just be a bad day.
How do you actually separate out a bad day that's a bad day at the office because you're working? How do you decide, hey, that was just a bad day because it was a bad day and a normal bad day in contrast right. to this is a bad day because I felt terrible walking in?
For me, I can tell when I wake up if how tired I'm going to be. Then I can tell that I need to take it easy.
So what you've learned is how to listen to your body. But
yeah.
that took a while
Definitely.
To get to that spot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So one of the take-home lessons is really to not doubt yourself and to feel comfortable in being able to say to yourself, I'm not able to produce today, and those around me who love me have to take care of me.
My husband is actually really helpful with that. He notices when I'm trying to do too much and points out when it's more than I can handle realistically. And it is hard to try to explain that to people who don't understand what's going on and to feel like what I'm going through is valid or what I'm going through is real. Some of my friends who may not really get what's happening. Not being able to say, I have this condition, this specific condition, is hard.